Yo, welcome to another edition of The Rant. Although today will be less of a rant and more of like, just reflecting on, Steve Jobs dying and everything. I mean, I feel like everybody sort of said that's what they wanted to hear. I don't know whether you guys wanted me to rant about Steve Jobs or what, but I just feel like, we should at least dedicate an episode to him. Especially since we're doing this on an iPod, So Steve Jobs is gone. Guy checked out, man. And he was only 56, and you think that he was older, right? Because he was like one of the most influential people of the generation. And it sucks pretty much that he's bounced, But as the tributes and things kept pouring in, and you'd hear from people who used to work with him and all that. He was a genius and everything, but he wasn't this rosy, everything is cool character. He kind of prick from time to time. And I guess it's also important to remember that because he wasn't perfect in his own personal life. And a lot of us strive for perfection before we do anything. And Steve Jobs wasn't perfect. They say he would inspire by sometimes not inspiring at all, He'd walk in and say, that's a piece of crap, or he'd walk in and say, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen. And he might be talking about the same thing, So it's just like, what kind of warped, twisted, perceptive sense do you have, man? But, I mean, I guess through all of that, he maintained one element, and that was probably his brilliance of direction, and his brilliant sense of direction. And I think that's what spurred Apple to what it became and the brand that we all love today, Now, having said that, when Steve Jobs died, there were a lot of people walking around in Ghana who were acting like their father had just died, man. I mean, people were just like, oh man, I don't want to go to work today. People were wearing black, people were crying, like, dude. Yeah. I mean, I know it's painful and everything, but you never even really met the dude, man. You use his phone? That's how you're so emotionally attached to the guy because you use his phone. Come on, man. I mean, it was sad, but people just took a piss, man. People just took it to a different level. I mean, I just thought that was a bit hilarious. And I just felt like, we're a bit over mourning it. Yeah, but everybody had, even I had the Apple thing for a bit, but people had the frowning faced Apple sign, people had the crying faced Apple, please, all great lives will come to an end one day, and his just did, so let's not act like if we're acting, people are moping around at work, and productivity levels are falling across the globe. Imagine what his wife and kids must be going through, right? And then, incidentally, these guys had launched the iPhone. We thought it was going to be the iPhone 5. They didn't launch an iPhone 5. They launched an iPhone 4S. And the argument is that the phone is new on the inside. And I was like, am I going to show my friends the inside? Am I buying an iPhone 4S to show my friends the integrated circuits and the chips and the processor? Come on. So their stocks fell, which was rational. But then, when Steve Jobs died, the stocks rose. So I was like, there's a silver lining to every cloud, right? Because, short of saying, yo, let's mourn Steve Jobs by buying more Apple products, these guys are about to make a lot of money, man, from his death, I think. Because now, I, for instance, want to go and get the iPod and the iPhone. I mean, to get the MacBook and the iPhone. And I'm sure a lot of people are thinking the same. So can you imagine the amount of revenue that Apple is going to make, bearing in mind that they already have more money than the US government? People are just going to be like, when traumatic experiences happen, people have like comfort sex. Well, guess what? People are going to be doing a lot of comfort buying. It's going to be a lot of comfort buying of Apple shit. So, maybe it's not all bad. I mean, the guy was ill, he checked out, he's now in iHeaven making iApps. Let's hope we can make it into iHeaven, yeah? Peace. I will get back to your rants later next week, alright? Peace. Live life.